Looking for a vacation spot so lovely it can make you whistle up a tune? Here's some sound advice from opera star Patrice Munsell.
This is Patrice Munsell with a score of warm memories of an enchanted land, the Pacific Northwest. You see, I spent my first 15 years in Spokane, and the only reason I left was the realization of a dream. A dream that came true at 17, when I became the youngest singer ever to star at the Metropolitan Opera Company. At the Met, it was fun to play lots of different people. Coloratura sopranos named Gilda or Rosina, Violetta, Lacme or Lucia. But it was more fun to be myself on concert tours and vacations. And both always took me back home. Why? Well, there's as much variety in my Pacific Northwest as there is in opera roles. Wheat fields, mountains, forests, cattle country, lakes and beaches, where the Pacific claims the Northwest as its home. They all make wonderful music. The Pacific Northwest has its own kind of logic, too. Did I first make a start on an opera career with singing lessons? No. Well, they did come on a little later, but as a child in Spokane, I took whistling lessons. It's that kind of country. You know, they say that whistling girls and crowing hens always come to some bad end. Well, that axiom not only fails to rhyme, it fails to come true. You see, the years since I stopped whistling in Spokane and began singing have brought other bonuses in addition to a career. Among them are my four beautiful children. The children came home with me a few years ago for our first family visit to the Pacific Northwest. We saw Spokane again, and we saw Seattle, and we saw all the country in between, and heard its music. And you know something? When the children saw the country, they whistled too.
Yes, Patrice, Washington is a good sound stage for whistling. In fact, from Bellingham to Vancouver, you can stroll along busy waterfronts and let the whistles transform you into Captain Walter Mitty, pacing the bridge of a big freighter bound for Hong Kong, Stockholm, or Calcutta. Or listen to the toot of a donkey engine. And watch the world's champion loggers compete at a real woodchopper's ball, the Timber Carnival. There's another tonic of outdoor tones to be heard in Washington. The shush of a pair of skis. The crack of a driver meeting a golf ball. The flap of a sail. The rush of an untamed river. And the whine of a reel. Now listen to a victim of all those siren calls, Washington's own Bing Crosby.
I like to remember the Pacific Northwest as a land that can put a song in your heart. You know, when I was a kid around Spokane and Tacoma, the song was usually carried in a sort of an off-key whistle or through one of my missing teeth, which made the notes, of course, a little on the reedy side, the kind you might squeeze out of a freckled clarinet, but there was always some great counterpoint from the wind, whistling or whispering through the evergreens, or a paddle dipping in a lake. Since then, I've been drawn back to my Pacific Northwest by some more robust sounds. You know, like the thrashing of a hooked trout, the bouncy blare of the Seattle Seafair, and the smack of a ball heading down some of those cool, green fairways that abound in Seattle, Tacoma, Everett. You know, I used to play one course up there with a Hollywood friend of mine. But Bob took so many divots, they finally put a sign on the gate. Abandon all hope, ye who enter here. He was hopeless. Anyhow, if you'd rather swing on a star, I just did, or gather moonbeams up in a jar, you can really be better off than you are by hitting the road to the Pacific Northwest. Boy, it's a great way to discover America.
Yes, there's a lot of America to discover in Washington State. Visit its pioneer landmarks from Whitman Mission to Fort Vancouver, and you've walked with history. Take a ferry boat ride to Bremerton. And step aboard the silent battleship Missouri at the Puget Sound Navy Yard. Listen closely. You may hear the echo of a voice.
Will General Wainwright and General Percival step forward and accompany me while I sign?
Time, September 2, 1945. The surrender of Japan aboard the Missouri in Tokyo Bay. The voice, General Douglas MacArthur.
Let us pray.
pray that peace be now restored to the world, and that God will preserve it always. These proceedings are closed.
Yes, seeing Washington can be a star-spangled experience. But just to make that holiday a happy one, listen to one more sound. That's right. Telephone ahead for reservations, or look up Travel Agent in the Yellow Pages.